Welcome to the Coffee Break, everybody. It is the 12th of July, 2020. Nice to see you. Nice to have you here. So far, I see Solbu. Hey, Solbu.
Hi.
Give us a wave. Hey. I see Peter. Oh, well, I don't see Peter. I can't. You don't have a camera. Here comes BP9. Hey, BP9. Nice to see you guys.
Can you see me now?
No,
I can't see you now.
Just a brief.
But hi, Peter.
I see you're trying to enable the camera, but it turns off.
I just realized my quote unquote coffee break this week is unfortunately brought to us by Pepsi.
I have my soda stream, so I have a little bit of that myself in addition to real coffee.
So I'm here at the studio today, still getting some things done up, but. Wow. Oh, it's been intense, guys. Been intense. It's been crazy busy. And literally just wrapped up one thing. I'm not even done. And onto the coffee break, I'm forcing myself to actually take a break. So I think that's probably a good idea. Solbu, anything new with you?
No, I've been just been staying at home. And I've been playing a little, a few games and... I just finished eating dinner. I had a pasta and meatballs.
Ah, yes. Yep. What time is it there?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. where you are, and it's 12 o'clock noon here just north of Toronto in Barrie. So, no, I guess we're at that point now where, I mean, things have, you know, the whole thing has been going on for way too long in a lot of ways. So it's like, what have you been up to? Oh, same thing. See you now, Peter. Yeah. Hey, buddy. BP9, how about you? Anything exciting this week?
Good morning. 8 sleep code.
Yeah.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Same old, same old.
Pretty much what I've been doing.
Yeah. I like having projects, eh? Like, and just having a project on the go is just really helpful.
Unfortunately, I've not made any progress on the Pine Time.
Yeah.
However, it does charge. That's the good news, right?
Even though it
makes no doesn't do anything.
So basically it's a battery right now.
Well, yeah.
if you hold the multimeter just right, you can see that there's voltage there.
Well, if I plug it up via the programming cables, which includes 3.3 volts, it will actually start up the Raspberry. So it'll quite happily drive the Raspberry. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Absolutely. It won't run it for very long because the battery's not that big, but it'll crank up that Raspberry Pi.
Wow, I didn't realize you could do that.
You can see the green lights blinking and all. I didn't let it go through the whole boot cycle. So
yeah,
that way, at least I know the battery's charging, even if nothing else. So that's good.
Yeah, very cool.
I've been working on an application that that I've always been bothered by. Syncing, you know, applications that sync, you know, when you have to keep data in sync between a client and a server, your choices are your client has to talk to the server in real time, which means you've got to have a connection back to your main machine all the time, which bothers me because you can't always. What are you typing there, Solbu? I hear you go.
Yeah, Sasha wanted to know how she could join.
Oh, okay.
There we
cool.
go.
Yay!
Hello, Sasha.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for your service, Solbu. And I see Marshman has also appeared here as well, and Sasha Rickman there. Good to see you.
Sasha,
thank
you.
I guess.
Are you cooking?
No, I'm hanging clothes on the line.
Oh,
I just
nice.
Wear an apron because it's easier to put the clothespins in. But
okay, that works.
I am taking a break. I'm taking a break from that because I feel like it's. I'd rather focus on you than my laundry.
Oh.
sounds like you're
yeah, the loans that you have all week, nice but we are here.
It is. It's actually, it's like 18 degrees here, which is, I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
Well, that's a heat wave for you.
Yeah, I know. Look, no sleeves.
Newfoundland.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but I am.
It's a heat wave for me as well.
11 degrees. So.
It's a heat. Yeah, it's a heat wave, I think, all around this planet right now.
Nice. Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Hello.
There he is. All right.
I've got to ask about that UN, Owen. I'm sorry. I don't get the joke. I'm sorry.
You guys, man, figure it out. Pronounce it as one word.
Oh, I figured the UN owes us something, but it is what it is, right, or not?
Pronounce it as one word.
UNON. I still don't get it. Sorry.
Come on, Sasha, show them how it's done.
What's that?
What's my name?
Bill.
No, thank, on the you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What? On the screen. What's it say on the screen?
Anybody watching this on demand is clueless too. Wow.
I can't.
So.
Oh my goodness.
Real quick,
I have
Peter,
no clue. Hold on. Let me figure this out.
Okay. You work on that. Peter, tower, success?
I'll pass the show. You can go back to somebody else and I'll come and talk it out. I'll just show you something.
Well, how would you show me?
Did
it go up?
Well,
did you get it up?
Well, I get it going to that one. It's up. I'm going to show you it. I can't tell you to take the laptop outside. Hold on.
Oh, you can actually see it from your window. Oh, okay. Well, see if you can hook us up without too much fan noise. Oh, you can take us with you? Look at this. We're getting the tour of Peter's house today.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was mobile. All this time I thought that camera was just some little thing sitting on something.
I thought it was upgraded somewhere.
Yeah, he's up moving and there's a 100-meter long cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that. Oh, yeah.
I can see the base, but the sun is so bright that it kind of cuts off the tower. But we know that's a... What did he say? 60 meters, Peter?
20 meters. Yeah.
20 meters. Okay.
Up about 25 feet to the bottom.
That's huge. That's awesome, man. Oh, glad it's up.
Did you get the email? Could you show you? Oh, sorry. Did you get the email? Because I showed you the picture of it on the tower and it was right up.
I haven't, Peter, but we've seen it now. That's great.
Nice.
Bill, what are you up to, man?
A little bit of everything. Getting
Bill,
back into the workspace.
Bill, I can honestly say... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I really can't figure out your name.
Thank you. I'm not the only one who's clueless.
I have found a few hits on the Google. There is a singer or a band or a song, and there is a Facebook page of some kind. So I'm guessing it's not singing.
It's a play on words, I'm sure of it, but I just don't get the joke. So
it was.
I don't think it's unknown, is it?
It's unknown.
There's no way I could pick unknown from that.
You've got to stretch your mind a little. Come on.
it's like butter versus butter, right? I mean, there's no G's in butter or no R's in butter.
There's an old movie called 10 Little Indians based on an Agatha Christie novel, and the characters were brought to an island, a remote island, by a Mr. UN Owen. And he never shows up in the movie. And they die one by one by one.
Oh, boy.
Now we know. Sasha, what have you been up to? You're doing laundry today. But
doing laundry. Okay? You have to make hay when the sun shines, you know. Yeah, things are great here. Working like...
Sorry, the one day of the year that it does.
Yeah, there's eight days of summer. Come on,
got
now,
it.
8 yep. days, and got we've it. Had 5 of them already.
So enjoy them.
Yesterday. Yeah, exactly. Yesterday, mm-hmm. before I had to go to work, I went on a hike. And I am still blown away by how amazing this place is. Where we went, so Dave's friends came with us, and we stayed socially distant. But we drove in separate cars. But we only drove 30 minutes. And where we went, they had never been before. And they've both lived here for 45 years.
Really?
Like, it's so undiscovered here. It's incredible. I love it. Anyway, other than that, I've been working.
Nice.
It just proves the old saying that no one is a tourist in his own country.
Right. Oh, who's
yes.
that?
Yes. And...
Hi!
I tried turning my phone sideways so I could see who was on camera, but I've got a gimbal.
Oh, no.
That's me turning it completely 90 degrees. Oh, well.
I'm guessing there are two possibilities of who that could be.
That's true.
Sasha, how do you feel about the tech situation out there?
This is, it's pretty old school, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's actually very crazy how little tech there is in general, but also just available. Like, I'm on the best internet available, which is, I think the speed is like 6, whatever.
Six something.
Six something. And it's not good.
Yeah.
So for example,
it's holding up okay.
Yeah, so for example, I know that doing this video call will use up all of the 6 things.
Yes.
So
you have a limited amount of usage per month, is that what you're saying?
No, it's just the speed. The speed is super
okay.
Super
so you're maxing it out with this, right?
And yeah, I can see so that it's Dave not right HD. Now. Yeah, so Dave is right now not using the internet. Like, he has to turn everything he has off. And I just have the phone on the Wi-Fi, and
so,
this is it.
It sounds like you have the same internet connection speeds that I had before moving to this house. And you moved into your own house, and it got worse. But
yeah.
It was way better.
Okay, well, at least somebody is benefiting.
What yeah. state has that left virtual reality in for you?
Well, if I were to be completely honest, right now we're not near even testing virtual reality.
Okay.
I'm really hoping it doesn't suffer. We're still in house repairs. So really the lack of tech hasn't been super oppressive because we're not focused on it yet. But just you wait. If I cannot shoot zombies, I'm going to be pretty upset.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Or yeah, that could be I'll just get better. It'll stutter and I'll be able to like aim better.
Oh my
better.
Goodness. Yeah,
well, so
right.
can, you're, so can
the
they.
Other people
That's
are going to be like jerky across the screen.
Yeah.
Did I tell you? Yeah, I still got all the red tapes around by the way. It's just an electrical problem I've got. Where the wires come off the top of the red tape, I need to fix it again. It goes round, but the pointer don't go anywhere on the red tape, so I've got to sort that one out.
Is anyone able to make Peter out?
All I heard was electrical problem, and I've got to sort it out.
Yeah, Peter, okay. I can't pick you up, man.
Can you try now? Is that better now?
Well, now you're over driving, but okay.
Okay, I've tried that. I'm going to win.
No?
You're in a bloody creature about the same. I got a problem with the rotator. The rotator's going round, but the pointer's not going round on the box. But that's just an electrical problem. I'll see you pick up and get out.
Sasha's face right now.
I know.
Bend the
The rotator, for anyone who doesn't know, the rotator
Something's rotating?
Yeah, it moves the antenna at the top of the mast, moves it in different directions, so get a better signal.
This is motorized and everything?
Correct, yeah. But if there's an electrical problem, that means the rotator is up on the top of the mast. And Peter, I guess that means you're getting up on the tower again, am I right?
No. The rotator is rotating, but the box has got a point at the bottom, and it doesn't. And it doesn't show the thing moving around.
Okay.
Yeah, and
depends on where the problem is, doesn't it?
I think it's in just a wire. It's a pot-to-pot problem. It's a pot-up. Oh, sorry about that. There's a pot-up up in the tower, and there's a pot-down in the box, and they're electrically one.
Where are we going with this, Peter? Where are we going with this?
Oh, we're done with it. He's just describing the problem now.
Yeah, sorry.
You know what? Somehow this reminds me of a problem we just had with our satellite TV, and I'll give you a quick rundown of how hilarious it is. Only because I heard the road rotator. But we put a post in to put the satellite on for our satellite TV. Mm-hmm. And did I say how we had like 5 days of summer already? Yeah. During our heat wave, the post that we hooked the satellite to dried out and twisted. And so our satellite went kaput, but we didn't realize what the problem was. And then because I'm on call for work for so many days in a row before I know for sure I have time off, I couldn't call the tech in. So it had actually rotated and twisted so much, like it was dramatically off. But my guess was that it was
Can I just ask, did you make the pole out of butter?
Out of
how could it possibly
well, had I made
twist?
It out of butter?
How could it possibly
the post itself, it dried out. So the wood dried. Finally, the wood here in Newfoundland generally wouldn't dry that fast or dramatically because there's not usually like 2 days in a row of hot weather.
So
it dried and twisted.
You put the satellite dish on a wooden pole.
Yes.
There's your problem right there. Stick it on a steel pole, you'll be fine.
Unless it got really hot.
Your summers are going to get there. I don't think you'll have a problem with that.
aluminium cable pole. Anyway, Ted's not working, and I've got PT and Ted that is not working. I could use my Wi-Fi. Anyway, I discovered what it was my Linux box was stopping my window. But they asked me, they're going to give me a 4G connection. I said, Don't worry about it. I said, it won't work in this village. He said, what about 2G? I said, no, that won't work. What about a phone? I said, that don't work either. He said, there's nothing in this village that works properly. Because we get no communication at all. 4G doesn't work. So they give me a modem, which was to work on 4G. It just doesn't work.
Sorry. It starts to feel like a scene from a horror movie.
No, it's a scene from Monty Python is what it is.
Peter, you got the dog barking in the background. I can't make you out. Oh, dear me. Sasha, what was the solution? So are you back up and running with your satellite?
Back up and running. We got the guy in, and he just moved the satellite and said that if we have more dry weather, perhaps it could drive further, and just to give him a call. He said, don't go through Bell anymore because they'll charge us. And he just lives down the road. So he's going to keep tweaking the satellite every time we have a crazy weather day.
Okay. So you've got to mount this out in the yard. Could you not, like, is there nothing on the house that would be more solid that you could mount it to?
You know what? The problem with mounting anything to the house is that the winds here are extreme. So there's a real chance of doing damage to the house if you mount anything to it.
I got you.
So, yeah.
What is
it's
your
extreme
roof made
as
of?
Far as weather goes.
What is your roof made of, Sasha? Is it have shingles on it, or is there something else?
It's shingles, but you know how in like regular climates, they just like nail the shingles to tar paper or whatever? Here they have to paint the tar on each individual thing. Like they glue it down and nail it.
Oh, wow. Man.
What so,
like a tin roof or something would do a better, would be a better option.
It would be a better, but could you imagine if the wind caught underneath the tin?
Well, the same is true. The same is true if it catches under a shingle.
That's true.
Yeah. That's a water Newton aluminium pole or something. Then it won't bend. I could say problem here. The wind is quite strong up here as well. So I
is it?
Go for slate then.
Good, I'm up on the top and all the island.
No. Peter's talking about the pole for the antenna, and we're talking about the roof in the car. So.
Sorry, I was having another conversation.
Yep. We've moved on, Peter. We've moved on.
Sorry.
And nonetheless, it's all solved now.
Good.
I will say that I read a news story today that Newfoundland is getting electric charging stations for electric cars. So, we're getting 12 stations.
Oh, man.
You're getting electricity? Wow.
Getting electricity here.
I hear their internet is
we're rocking.
I hear their internet there is only 6.
Yeah. Six something.
Something.
Spirit will be
what is that word? It's. I would go. Typically, I'd be better prepared. I would ask Robbie before the show what the word is, and then I would sound.
That makes me think about.
Then I would pronounce it wrong.
Becca and I just saw a documentary the other day. Netflix recommended it to us. I don't know if it's brand new or what, but they were in Iceland, and Iceland has a 100% all of their electricity is generated by natural processes, and it's just amazing.
They have.
So outside of their generator plant, which is actually pulling steam from a volcano underground and turning it into, with turbines, turning it into electricity, and then taking the gases and pumping them back into the ground so that they become rock. So there's absolutely no waste. There's nothing. And they've got electric cars all lined up out front being recharged by this steam station.
Yep.
Free electricity.
No way.
It's wild. And I'm like, man, like if our infrastructure wasn't so fossil fuel based, and maybe that's it. Like they had to come up with solutions that worked for them in Iceland. But man, that's just mind bending.
Iceland has one of the highest volcanic activity in the world.
And they're tapping into it. They're turning it into
it's on a boat.
Oh, it's really interesting.
Smart. Yeah, here, if they harnessed the wind, I feel like there would never be a shortage of electricity.
There you go.
We're still.
We are using water dams. So we are using the Norwegian electricity is 98% waterfalls.
Bill.
There you go. That works too.
Bill and I are like connected in the brain.
Iceland is connected to it. I've got a full time.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so on that note, Sasha, I think it's great that they're putting in charging stations because that's going to, but it depends on, because we have the problem here in our area that they can put in charging stations and you think that you're doing something good for the environment because you're using an electric car, but where's the electricity coming from? Fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the argument is, Robbie, that is that individual internal combustion engines generate more pollution than the central electricity.
Oh, no, I absolutely understand that. That's absolutely why it's cleaner.
Yeah.
I'm sure of that. But what I saw in that documentary took it like way to the next level and showed that so much more could be done. It's really intriguing.
Oh, sure.
I thought that was
neat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. But one last question for Sasha before you shut us down, Robbie. because I know it's coming.
It's coming.
How do you get your internet, Sasha? Do you know if it comes in on a cable or if it comes in on satellite or what? Do you know?
It comes in
on a wheelbarrow.
There's a whole bunch of crabs that connect their claws.
One bit at a time, right?
If one crab dies, together, you lose internet.
Comes in on a cable, like a phone cable, you know how, like in my phone jack, there's like a little thing, and then it's like an extender, like, and there's two phone jacks, and one's for the actual phone line, and one's for the internet.
That's old timey DSL right there. Situation. Yeah, that's old timey DSL. DSL is what that is. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on whether you've got.
So that's
yeah, as do it better. I don't know.
As far as we've gotten.
A fun project for you to do would be to go to Google and type in speed test. So don't do it while you're on a call. But do that for the next time that you see us and tell us what your results are. And then we'll know,
you know what I could do? I could probably screenshot it and put it. It's going to be six.
Yep, there you go.
But I'm going to screenshot it and put it in Discord.
Yeah,
there you go.
That makes sense to me.
But if you just type speed test in Google, they actually have one built into the search engine. You run speed test, and it seems to be pretty accurate.
Okay.
Do it twice.
And I'm
going to
feel pretty cool if it's six.
Find the averages.
Do it twice. Yeah. No. Once when Dave is online and once when he isn't.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good point.
Okay.
See
That's
how
a
it
good
can
idea.
It'll be 6 kilobits, not 6 megabits.
Yes. Just definitely not 6 gigabits.
No.
I need a chart of the words and how many, like, you know, Robbie, when you once explained it to me, or like 15,000 times explained it to me, how many this is go into that?
Oh, yes.
I forget the numbers and the words.
Wow, she hasn't been away that long, guys. It's only been a few months. She's already
it's ridiculous.
Daughter. Yeah, you still remember what Ubuntu is, right?
I know. And the thing is, it's really hard to get it back. Although I was able to watch the show last week.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Nice.
I hope you all enjoyed it. Speaking of the show last week.
Ooh, no.
However, do you notice the discrepancy? It doesn't have the removable faceplate as per the picture.
Oh.
So I got to tear it apart and see if I can actually do what I set out to do.
Well, Marshman, I followed your advice after I received an empty envelope from Amazon last week. I got on chat with them, and they said, sorry about that. We'll fix that, and we'll send you a refund.
There you go.
I promise if you order another one, it will arrive. I said, we'll see what happens.
I have an Amazon question.
Sure.
Do any of you have the problem where when you click an item, it says, this item does not deliver to your location?
Never had that happen.
No, we don't live in the boonies, Sasha. We don't live in the boonies.
Yes, I do. Because I'm out.
Oh, good.
Peter's with you
there.
Okay.
Peter, where do you live?
Northern Ireland, up to a place called near Ballycastle, on top of the very remote part of Northern Ireland.
Okay.
We got nothing of any technology here. It is very ancient.
When I shop on Amazon.com, shipping to Canada, sometimes I get that notification. But Amazon.ca always works.
I forgot to tell everybody, it's a bank holiday for me today. It's a bank holiday today for me.
Did anyone catch it?
It's a bank holiday. That means he's off, but...
Oh, okay.
I suspect he doesn't work anyway, so it's no problem. I don't see that being
just
an issue
another
in any
day.
Case. It's just the shops are closed and banks are closed. And
stuff.
They don't even let them march anyway because of the coronavirus, but I don't approve of it anyway. That's a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Sorry, you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but anyway, the 12th of July, anyway, you'll get up. Crap. I shouldn't say that.
Enjoy your day off, Peter. Enjoy your day off. Hey, listen, we've got to wrap it up. we've got to wrap it up.
That is one of the differences between America and Europe, especially in Norway, on Sundays, everything that doesn't need to be open is closed, and they are not allowed to be open.
Once a week. Same in Australia. All the shops are closed on Sunday in Australia. In fact, they close on noon on Saturday.
Not
they don't
here.
Open till Monday morning.
It used to
same
be that
in,
way. I remember it being like
Finland.
That when we were kids. When we were kids, yeah. It was like that here, but not anymore. People
in Newfoundland, everything's closed. And the church bells play all day on Sunday. It's actually quite
relaxed.
Nice.
It's a bit more relaxed over here now. They don't do it much now.
Well, Bill, right at the last second, I'm glad Bill got a word in.
Yeah.
Listen, guys,
and that's the title of our show.
I will get my own back on you, Bill. Don't worry.
I have the designer coming here tomorrow morning, and I have the contractor coming on Friday for the first time to do work. So, and I've got a lot of stuff going on in the meantime, so wish me luck. It's going to be a crazy week. Take care, everybody. Have a marvelous week. Great to see you all.
Bye.
It was nice. It was nice to see you.
Bye.
It
was good to
hey,
see
everybody.
You, Sasha.
Sasha, thanks for popping in, eh? Great to see you.
Thank you. Okay. It was great to be here.